I came across aplysia because I had worked on the hippocampus. I was the first person to do intracellular recording from hippocampal neurons because I'd read Brenda Milne's paper. This was 1957. And I thought that if I just recorded from the hippocampus, memory would speak to me. And I realized the hippocampus is very complicated, and it would take a long while to study how information related to learning comes into the hippocampus and how it's modified for it. Right. So I thought it would be best to begin, since we knew nothing about learning and memory, with a simpler organism. So I started going to seminars where different simple preparations were being discussed, and I came across aplysia and fell in love with it and have stayed faithful to it, as I tend to be, for the rest of my career.